You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Sometimes the best thing about elections is when they are over. This year obviously held some major logistical challenges for everyone working to ensure that the democratic process could proceed smoothly. We've checked in before with Ottawa County's clerk, Justin Roebuck, and he's here now to tell us how things went yesterday. Justin Roebuck, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me, April.
So how late did you and your team knock off last night?
Well, we were here until about 2:30 or so, as we obviously wait for not only the results to come in, but then election materials have to be physically delivered to the county clerk by election night or after things wrap up, I should say. Results reported at about 1:30, but we were here for another hour or so. So not bad overall.
Justin, could you tell us what the county's count was for voters who opted to go absentee and mail in their ballots versus people who wanted or needed to vote in person, and maybe compare that with what you saw in the presidential primary or last year?
Yeah, yesterday was a record turnout for us, both in terms of the actual number of voters, in terms of the percentage of voters who participated overall, but definitely a record turnout of absentee voters as well. So we had about a 34.2% turnout, and that, at least in the past 20 years, was a record for an August primary. 68% of those ballots were cast absentee.
Wow.
So, you know, a huge number of people opted for that option, and it was very successful in terms of both, you know, the convenience for the voter, but also a tremendous relief on our election workers who had other challenges to deal with related to the pandemic, as they were sanitizing voting stations and ensuring social distancing in the precinct. So it was a huge help on that end of things as well.
Did you have a lot of people volunteer to work the polls this year?
We did. I think we had a really successful, you know, our typical pool of election workers. Honestly, we had a great number of those folks stay on and say, you know what, we want to help in this process and we want to, you know, make sure that we're doing our part. And that was, you know, both really encouraging to us, but also, you know, encouraging that they were joined by a number of new folks who came on board. The state has done a great job in recruitment efforts through the Democracy MVP program, which is kind of the statewide recruitment effort of the Secretary of State's office. A lot of those names have been passed on to county and local clerks, obviously, but I think that's definitely one of our top priorities moving into the November election is election worker recruitment.
Justin, when you and I talked last winter, you had some serious concerns about the deluge of mail-in ballots and that it might lead to several things, among them possibly a financial crisis for clerks who might need folks to work overtime and would really be under pressure to produce results in a timely fashion. Did you feel like you had what you needed?
You know, I do feel like our August process, our August primary process was very successful in terms of the resources that we had available. State provided a CARES Act grant that was basically a matching grant funding additional equipment for the counting of absentee ballots. And we definitely took advantage of that here in Ottawa County, you know, beefed up our numbers in terms of the number of pieces of equipment used to tabulate ballots. We also looked at increasing staffing. A lot of our local clerks added, you know, even temporary help prior to election day in their offices as they needed to process absentee ballots. So that was successful. But I think, you know, as we look at the August numbers, we had 34% turnout, which is good for an August primary. But obviously, a November general is much more along the lines of a 70% turnout. You know, we have 210,000 registered voters here in Ottawa County. I would predict that we could have upwards of 100,000 ballots cast absentee in November.
So what's on your mind then, knowing what you know now from both the presidential primary and the August primary, what are your priorities for the next few months?
I think we're going to focus a lot on recruitment, recruitment of election workers and training of those workers. We're going to focus heavily on our absentee counting boards, giving the clerks the resources they need in terms of the training and organizational aspect of absentee counting boards, ensuring that they're, you know, starting at the earliest possible time, and making sure that, you know, they have the tools and resources they need there. And frankly, I think we will very likely need additional equipment. I think what we are looking for from the legislature is are some additional tools, such as, you know, the flexibility in when ballots can be counted, the flexibility of you know, possible in the realm of in-person voting, the possibility of combining precincts or creating vote centers where, you know, multiple precincts can be located in the same large facilities. That would help with social distancing and also the convenience factor of making sure that the locations are convenient to voters, but that also we have enough staffing at the precinct level, and we can really combine resources in a vote center type of environment and devote more, you know, human resources and human capital to counting of absentee ballots where it's likely to see the majority of votes cast.
Justin Roebuck is the clerk for Ottawa County. Justin, it's very good to hear your voice. I hope you and all yours are safe and taking care.
Well, you as well, April. Appreciate all you guys do, and thanks for having me.